Wow. We're doing this during the day?
This is weird. You know what? Let me fix that. How's that? Is that better?
So Nick turned the lights off, so man, dude. I'm not good in that environment. You gotta turn them on. Even if I go to like, you know, a fancy restaurant like a
what about that?
Like a Burger King or something, and they got the lights down low.
Burger King.
I'll fall asleep.
Yeah?
The only thing that wakes me up is good music.
I can do that for you. 1 second.
Intro music.
Wapow, are you back?
Wapow. No, you didn't turn... I mean, the music helped, but the lights are still too low.
Hold on, let me...
Yeah, I like that. There's this dude at my church, and we have a green room backstage, and he always comes in and turns like all the lights off and does this type of mood lighting stuff.
What's wrong with mood lighting?
It's just weird to me.
See, now it's real bright in here.
You know why it's called mood lighting?
No, well, because the opposite of mood lighting, like when it's really bright, is mood backwards, which is doom.
Is it really?
Yeah, so like... When the lights are really bright, that's doom lighting.
Are you being serious?
Yeah.
Is that something on Reddit or what?
No.
You just knew that?
I just don't like really bright lights. So it's like, ah, doom.
So you turn them down.
Yeah, you turn them down.
I believe you with
like,
everything.
Because
Nick's vast amount of knowledge always
vast
surprised me.
Of vascular knowledge.
Vascular. What does that mean? Is that veins?
Veiny.
Yeah. Mm. Not a fan.
No, I know. There was... The hotel I was staying at in South Beach over spring break was hosting a vascular conference.
Oh, dude, you stay away from there?
Yeah, they had a bunch of like doctors there. And
that's the opposite of what happened to me when I was in Vegas with Jesse. There was like a lingerie conference.
Oh, did you stay away from there?
And no, I thought it would be like a lot of like lingerie stuff, but it was more like vendors, which was... Like these middle-aged dudes just like buying it.
Right. They own like lingerie companies or stores.
Yeah, but I thought it would be like, oh, I'll try this on.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
It wasn't?
No.
So don't go to the lingerie conference is what you're telling
me. Well, you can, but I'm just giving them a word of advice. Spice it up.
Have some models.
They might have in there. We didn't go in.
Oh, well, I'm sure they
but
had
the,
in there.
We were like outside of the double doors and there was not any...
Well, yeah, you gotta go
walking by.
You gotta go to the back room to see all that.
Also, one time when I was in Vegas was the same time as that. Was it Mr. Olympia or something?
Never heard of him.
You don't know what that is?
No.
Oh, it's like, I think it's, don't quote me on this, I think it's Arnold Schwarzenegger's event. It's the huge bodybuilder people.
Oh.
So I was like the smallest person in Vegas. So the strip, like, you can't, you know, you can usually pick your way through a sidewalk.
Do you want a pop filter?
Yeah, I can put that on, but not with these guys, because they lock arms. You can't be like, I don't know. It's easier to go through pedestrians when they're not three times your size.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying. I mean, I wouldn't want to try and go through these big muscly dudes, and especially because I'm not big and muscly. Which brings me to I think I'm gonna start working out for our South Beach trip.
Dude, you've been saying you're going to start working out. I think see, every podcast we have. You don't say it on air, but I'm just saying, like, every, once a week I
hear.
Yeah.
No, I'll probably do it at the beginning of August, since I'm going to be gone all of July. Even though this episode comes out towards the end of July, I'm pretty sure.
It does. We did one yesterday with Nicolina.
Yeah, last week's episode was great. It was with Nicolina.
Hopefully you can hear it.
Yeah.
Well.
And what was her friend's name?
Zach.
Nicolina and Zach.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
It was fun. And afterwards, I went on a walk because I didn't feel like going to the gym. Well, Jesse actually didn't have gym clothes.
Oh.
On your gym topic.
Yeah. Were you supposed to go to the gym yesterday?
We're supposed to every day, but we say we will.
Oh.
Just like,
Just like me, where I bought my gym membership and I have not gone once. And this was over a year ago.
So we decided to walk, and we go through my whole neighborhood all the way to by Progressive.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a gas station right there,
Yeah.
So I'm like, we walked this far, which I thought was like 8 miles. But we were keeping track on her watch, and it was like a mile and a half.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, because like, we walked for like 40 minutes at that point.
Keep telling me, because I'll still be able to hear you. I'm just going to go turn this fan on low, because I'm a little warm.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
We shouldn't be able to hear it.
So I'm walking all the way there, and I haven't had a slushie in so long. The gas station ones.
Right.
So I mixed the Mountain Dew with the cherry. And the reason that I stopped drinking these slushies, as Nick can attest to this, is for some reason frozen drinks make me... I thought I was dying, and Nick was the first person to explain it to me.
Yeah, it's... hold on, let me get my headphones back on here. Yeah, frozen drinks like daiquiris, margaritas, slushies, you know, those two. They're like super, super cold, obviously, because they're frozen. And they give you stomach burn, but it feels like... something really bad's happening.
Well, it was out of nowhere in my life too, because I always chugged margaritas and stuff.
Yeah.
So then I thought I wasn't drinking enough water before I was having liquor.
Yeah, I don't.
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
So I would chug tons of water and then drink fast because I drink and eat fast.
Yeah, I don't understand what that thought process was.
And I thought that I don't know. I thought my stomach needed like water on the bottom or something.
Yeah. No.
That's how I picture it.
Yeah.
Like it fills up. I don't know.
Until you explained it to me one day, and I said, I get that
Where
too.
Where were we? Do you remember?
Pretty sure we were at L Camps.
No, it was in... we were like... It was that Endless Appetizer place.
Fridays?
Oh. And I went to the bathroom, and I just...
Yeah.
I like took my pants off in the bathroom, just like had my hands over my head, because I thought I was dying.
Yeah, no, it's like a really, really bad pain, like in the top of your stomach, like right below your lungs and your diaphragm area.
Oh, it's awful.
And it basically freezes like your diaphragm, and it hurts really, really bad. And so I explained to him that that happens to me also,
and
he's
not
dying, and it's just from drinking like blended frozen stuff. So now you can drink frozen stuff on the rocks because you're not drinking any ice. But when you drink like a blended drink, you're literally drinking ice.
Yeah, so I was scared yesterday.
Yeah.
Because of this slushy thing. Because I thought that was going to happen. So I was pacing myself so much of this to the point where it melted most of it.
Well, then it won't happen at all.
No.
As long as it's melted.
Exactly. Yeah. Which I was okay with. But we walked another what seemed like eternity. And then we looked at our watch and we were at like 3.5 miles.
Okay.
And that's near our friend Jamie's house. That's where we ended up.
Okay, I know where you're at.
So
So did you not go to the gym, or was it closed?
No, we didn't have gym clothes. That was our alternative.
Oh, okay.
It was just a walk.
That's what it was.
So we knock on Jamie's door. His lights were all on. I got to talk to him.
But you walked to his house from the gym?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then it was only 3.5 miles total.
If I lived where he lived, I would run to the gym every day. That's why I don't go now. It's just too far.
We knock on his door, and he doesn't pick up, because I was going to ask him for a ride home. Because that was the end of my working out.
Right.
Then we go to Devin's house, which is right up the road. Devin and Goriana.
Mm-hmm.
The Macedonian
Goriana, couple. Goriana, her shark gypsies.
Well, he's not. I don't know what he is.
He looks American.
And we couldn't tell. I couldn't tell which apartment was theirs. So I like looked in the front window and it was not there. It was the first one. And I was like, that's enough strikes for me.
What'd it look like in there?
It's just some dude on the couch, man, like looking at me. And I was like, oh, and
it was, hey, you know where
super,
Devin is?
Super creepy. So we left and then I was like, well, I'm going to look up how much Ubers are. And it said $6.90.
You didn't want to walk back?
No, because the route that I want to take home was either that windy road that's really creepy at night,
yeah,
super creepy, and right, cars can't see you,
right,
or Jackson Avenue, which, dude, that's dangerous too.
It just flooded.
And there's, you know what I'm saying, it's very hilly.
It's hilly. You live in the hilly area.
So I'm like, I'm not doing this. And so I look up Uber, $6.90, and I was like, you know what, let's walk a little bit to lower that price. I found out that $6.90
is that the minimum?
Yeah. Because we walked like another half mile and I was like, check it, and it was $6.90 still. So I called my dad. Yeah, it was like 11 at night.
It was that late?
Yeah, 11:30. And I was like, you awake? He's like, yeah. I was like, can you pick me up by our old house?
Oh, so you did this after the podcast yesterday?
Yeah.
Jeez, you had a full day.
That's what I do, baby.
Don't call me baby.
Why?
Not on the podcast.
We're going to have a full day today as well.
I have a full day. I've had the busiest July of my life. June, July, everything. It's just been such a busy summer every single day. I just feel like I'm rushing around.
Yeah. I mean, always trying to do something. So that's kind of similar. But how's it feel being Russian?
It's great.
What do you like to eat?
Pierogies.
Is that Russian?
And fish.
No, do you know anything?
I think they're Polish.
Is Russian like vodka? Or is that Sweden?
That's vodka. That's Russia.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're practically Russian.
Practically Russian. Yeah, I love the vodka. No, but like I've been so busy. I mean, I hate feeling like I'm always being rushed through whatever I'm doing. Like, I remember I went to VidCon last year.
Which is where you're going now.
Which is where I'm going tomorrow, but...
It will be in the past.
But yeah, you'll be hearing this podcast in the future.
Can I tell you something before you say this?
Yeah.
When you're rushed like this and you know you have these trips and stuff, I don't know how you're going to pack for Italy, by the way.
I'm not going to be able to.
Because he has, like, hours to do so.
I have, like...
You're going to have to call that Monday.
I have 24 hours in between VidCon and Italy that
I have to... Well, what I'm getting at is... It's hard to hold conversations with you. You're like me in a sports bar because you can tell
when
you
I travel.
No, like right now before, because you can tell you have so much on your mind.
So much.
I was like, I don't even know. Like you definitely have been talking way less. I thought you'd been mad at me.
No, it's mostly just in knowing I have a bunch of stuff to do right now, knowing I have a bunch of stuff to do later, and then trying to figure out the best order to do things, what I can do at the same time as other things.
Just
and
like these podcasts?
Right. Everything is just running through my
head.
And
I have to say thank you publicly for what you do post, because...
You got Nick, to see it.
Nick, Lena, and Zach were over for the last podcast,
yep.
And Nick was showing them how he edits them, and their faces were like the same as mine. They were like rethinking the whole podcast thing, because Nick was like, I do this, but this hurts, and then I compress this, and then I put the de-esser on, but not this much. If you put this hurts to 85,
yeah.
If you go any less or more, it's going to sound like ass.
And it's true, though.
And I was just like, wow, he does a lot.
You put the high pass at 85 hertz.
It's just like me mixing a song. I really thought Nick just like pushed buttons. That's why I'm always like, why isn't it up yet? But now I just had to say thank you.
Well, you're welcome. The longest part is listening through it, making sure we're not idiots and taking out our idiot moments.
You still do the 1.5?
Yeah, I listen to it at 1.5 speed. I'm not gonna be able to do that on last week's episode because there's four voices talking, and I'm not gonna be able to do that. So I'm gonna do that actually on the plane out to LA, or I'm gonna do it on the plane to Italy, because that one's gonna be releasing right before I go to Italy. So.
Oh, you also have a long car ride to Toronto.
Yeah,
but yeah, go on.
No, so well, I was at VidCon last year, and I went and saw. They do like little. They do panel discussions where it's like five people up there and they ask questions. They do where it's just like one person up there for a Q&A, things like that. And so I like to go to those types of things. And
yeah, it's like, if you don't know what Q&A is, it's when
quality and analysis.
You eat the other letters in the vegetable soup.
You just only have Q's and A's. Uh-huh. Yeah. So it's question and answers. And the one that I went to last year that I really wanted to go to was Casey Neistat's.
Alex Rich.
Yeah, he does look like Alex Rich. He looks like our friend Alex, like identical. It's weird. So I went to Casey Neistat's. I think it was called like Fireside Chat with Casey or something. And it was just Casey up there with another guy, and they were just going through questions. And I'm pretty sure it was him that said this. I forget what the question exactly was, but the guy asking the question said something like, you know, what do you wish you had more of? And he said, you know, time. Because you can have money, you can have friends, you can have whatever, but you can't, like, make more time, ever. You know what I mean? You can never make more time.
You're like a clockmaker.
You're right. So, like, time is just, like, a thing that's there, and it's always moving, and you can't have any more of it.
I think about this more than I should. You have to tell
say,
me.
This type of talk probably freaks you out, because you...
Nick's seen me almost pass out a few times, and it's all when we talk about this stuff. So if you hear one voice the remainder of the podcast...
You just hear...
Would you keep the show going?
Probably not. I'd be like, well, that's it for today. You could follow me at Nick Anderson and him.
But well, no, you could have followed him.
Yeah, but that's the one thing I think he said that he wanted more of, or it was something
was
along those
the room
lines.
Like, oh,
I don't know, I don't remember. But his was like one of the most popular things that he wanted to go see. Like, there was a certain amount of seats in the auditorium that they had him in, and so we had to line up like probably an hour and a half before he was supposed to go on, just to go to his thing, because they cut the line off at a certain point.
He does some super cool things too. If you guys don't know who he is, you should. Just YouTube.
Yeah, he's a New York City vlogger. He's like the vlogger, I'm pretty sure. Like, he's like the dude. Yeah. Does he still do one every single day? Or
did he do that?
I think he used to.
I doubt it, man. Especially if he's starting to talk about that time thing.
Yeah, but yeah, that's what he said. That, you know, And it's true. It's the one thing you can't get any more of, and you just
I looked it up. It says you are not connected to the internet.
It's the one, and you just got to spend your time wisely because you have it, and once it's gone, and
so is that what you've been thinking about?
Yeah, I like filling my days with stuff. It's better than sitting around doing nothing, that's for sure.
But it does make...
But there's times where I have to give up some stuff to do some other stuff, and that's just because I only have a certain amount of time to do things, you know?
I've been thinking about that, I want to say no more. We're getting very deep here. I was like, I want to say no to a lot of stuff so that so I can just focus on music, and because that's like time slower for me.
Right.
Because I'm just in my zone or whatever.
Right.
And then I'm like, I can't do that if we're moving.
Well, you remember my New Year's resolution this year.
Was to say yes to more things.
It was to accept more invites.
Is next year the polar opposite?
Yeah, I don't think so. But no, my New Year's resolution this year was to accept more invites.
How do you think you've done?
I've been doing really good. I've just been really busy. I've just been really, really busy.
Pretty much anything.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, I've been saying yes too. So
yeah, no, you have. I don't see you as. I mean, I used to, like, years ago. It'd be hard to make plans with you. Now you're just like, all right.
Oh yeah, because we talked about this recently. That was the only time Nick and I would have big fights. Is if I said I'd go somewhere. That was
plan making. Yeah,
I would say yes to so many people at once, which I'm really good at now. Is not doing that.
Right.
Or I invite everyone to the same place. Which, if you notice, I want to take credit for something just to build my ego a little bit. I've brought different friend groups together for sure because of this.
You have?
I'm just like, no, everyone go here.
Right.
So that makes it easier.
Yeah. No, you definitely have. But yeah, that was, I mean, I can see the downsides of accepting more invites now is I'm getting, like, burnt out.
Yeah.
But
you're going to be real tired.
I know. It's a good burnout, though.
What's after Italy?
After Italy, I have...
a podcast.
I've got a podcast with you. No, after Italy, I've got Abby's birthday coming up. We might go do something for that.
Oh, dude, that's going to be... After Italy is close to the bachelor party.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Then I've got, like, probably 3.5 weeks until the bachelor party right after Italy. So... You know, it's just got to keep chugging along here.
When are you back from Italy?
No, I'm back the 27th of July.
Oh.
Yeah, and then Abby's birthday
is... I'm thinking you're gone until like mid-April. Or April. August. Sorry, dude.
And then Abby's birthday is a week after we get back.
You would know Italian at that point.
Yeah, and then 3 weeks later is the bachelor party.
Yeah.
So I got to get you those like vagina necklaces.
Oh, yeah.
That we talked about last week.
Yesterday. Jesse was like, you should. Just she did. I talked about it when we were walking. She was like, you should do that.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, I do wish I had.
So people ask you and like how you know that you're significant of
how you know they're the one out. Yeah, I know
how you know they're the one. If they say yeah, go do the vagina necklaces.
Get those vagina necklaces.
That's how you know.
Yeah, no, it's I'm just pumped for the bachelor party because
we can't talk about it every week till it happens. And once it happens, we're like, yeah, it was okay.
No, I'm gonna have all these surprises lined up. By all these, I mean like maybe one or two.
One or two.
I've got like just a bunch of notes in my phone. Like I said, because I was down there for spring break, and so I was taking notes of like stuff that I think would be really cool to do.
You got more notes in this than what you've ever written for one podcast.
Oh yeah, no, my podcast notes right now I think has one.
I don't have any.
Oh, it was to ask you why you went to Progressive, but you already told me.
Oh yeah, I told you. I'm just walking, dude.
Yeah, it's okay. You feel good today?
Well, yeah, but. On that subject, because you brought it up again, I realized something.
And what's that?
So when you're walking around before you have a license, it's totally normal. You're like, oh, this is how we get places. In like large groups or whatever, with a friend, you're like, I'll walk to the store and get something. That's like a fun time for you as a kid.
Right.
And then you like progress to bikes or whatever, unless you're Jesse and you can't ride bikes.
Abby can't ride a bike.
Dude, what's up with them?
They can't.
We got to talk to them.
That's weird.
Okay, so...
She always blames on her vertigo, but I said, come on.
So then you ride bikes, and then you're like, yeah, this is fun. But now, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me driving. If I see kids walking, I'm like, dude, they're on crack. Or they're on meth.
Or they're, like, walking to the bus stop or something.
At night, like, I was walking.
Okay, yeah, that's
different.
I'm like,
okay, those are crackheads.
Well, yeah.
If I see a guy riding a bike at night, I'm like, he was for real drinking.
Or he like just got off work. Or he
does crack still.
Or he does crack still.
So I
basically, you're not in a car and you're outside at night, you do crack.
Yeah. So I was on the other end of that, and we got beeped at. I mean, we were walking.
Oh yeah. It's, why do people beep at people walking? I don't understand.
I don't know. But
you do it.
It's way. Yeah, I do. It's way more like demoralizing. I think that's the word. When the sidewalks end.
Oh yeah.
And I'm walking on the grass. Then
I don't have any sidewalks in my neighborhood.
I just want to prove to the people driving by, like, I got two cars.
Like, listen, I have cars. I chose to walk and be healthy today. It's okay.
But I just felt weird. I was like, I don't want to do this much.
I don't.
It's different than a neighborhood walking. I'm talking the main road walking.
Yeah. Well, you know how many times, I mean, not a lot, but we have occasionally walked home from Fox and Hound or Fiddlesticks. Dude, I'd have to walk, you know?
Getting into this?
What?
Why'd we have to walk from Jose's that one time? We've never brought it up.
No, we haven't. So I live on a lake here, and on the lake, there's a bar called Jose's Landing.
Riffle is the mayor, Riffle, according to Jeff.
Our friend Riffle is the mayor. He is. No, he is the mayor. He knows everyone there. So one night, we decide to go to Jose's Landing. There's probably six of us. We take the boat over, because we got a boat here on the lake. So we take the boat over to Jose's, and Yeah, I'm not going to spoil the story now. So we get into Jose's. We're drinking. We're having fun. We're relaxing. We decide it's time to leave. It was a couple hours later. And we go and get on the boat, and it's not starting. And so we're turning the key, nothing.
It was
and
pretty cold for some reason, too.
It was cold. I had a sweatshirt on that day. Yeah. So it was chilly. Just the boat was not starting. I had the key. I don't think the lights were coming on. Nothing. So it was like the battery was completely dead. No. It was, the battery was not dead because I was getting lights, and it was like, when I would turn the key, it would make like a noise like it was trying to start.
And it was like, oh,
and I didn't know what was going on. And so I was trying to start this boat, and it wasn't working. So we decide to walk home from Jose's.
And it was far.
We walked around the lake. It's not close. It's probably a 40-minute walk home back to my house. And, you know, we had to walk down those main roads. And
I started running at one point.
Yeah, you ran and got your car, I'm pretty sure.
I ran and then picked everyone up, yeah.
Yeah. The next morning, I go to start the boat, and it starts up perfectly. And it's because I realized whoever took the key out of the boat...
Oh, blame someone else.
It wasn't me. It wasn't. It was Danny. Danny took the key out of the boat, and he also pulled the emergency start-stop clip off of the bottoms. There's like two things you have to do, but which I've never taken that clip off ever in my life. And so when I get back to the boat in the morning, I realized that the start-stop clip
was light out,
was missing its clip. And so I just put that back in, and the boat starts up perfectly okay.
We were upset just because it was a far cold walk.
It was a far cold walk. Yeah, you ran.
Danny messes everything up.
Danny does mess everything up.
But it
up.
Was just like last week, just one little button can change anything. Just with that, like with our interface.
Yeah, your equipment was a little messed up, and you got it fixed. One little button. That's all you need sometimes.
Yeah, that little button, it's nice. Unless it's a nuclear.
Then don't push that, because that'll set it off.
But speaking of buttons, if you do want to get on Instagram and click that follow button, you just look me up at Clapper the Rapper.
And if you are feeling ever so kind that you want to push my button too, then you can follow me at Nick Anderson. There's a follow button on there. Unless you're already following me, don't click unfollow, because that would just be rude.
Well, send him a DM.
Your favorite type of farm animal flavored ice cream. Send that to me. And
don't lick it first.
Don't lick it and put it back. That's gross. So
is that really the trend? That's like the next Tide Pods.
Yeah, it's stupid. This is 3 weeks later, so it's probably gonna be forgotten about by then.
I don't know, man.
Yeah. Well, we love you guys.
Well, I speak for yourself.
Yeah, you're right.
I like you a lot, though.
Yeah.
It could be love one day if you keep listening.
Love's a strong word.
Yeah, if you rate us 5 stars, then I'll say it.
You love me?
Did you rate us 5 stars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. A-toot. This is the end of the podcast. A-toot.